This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs City Council is working on forming a police advisory committee. Council members heard two proposals from community groups Tuesday. Representing one of them was Justin Baker.
We don't want to be the too late story. You know, we want to prevent that, and we want to set Colorado Springs up for success and move us in the right direction through transparency and accountability.
Council members will vote next week on creating a police advisory committee. A student group at the University of Colorado Boulder is calling for the school to sever ties with Boulder's police department and cut funding for campus police. Ruth Waldemichael is with CU's Black Student Alliance.
We have so many stories from community members and students and faculty members that have been targeted by city police and by campus police. So we need to defund the police and add anti-racist training.
The group has asked that money allocated to campus police be redirected to recruit more students and faculty of color. The university says its police department has implemented training on implicit bias and de-escalating conflict. You might hear church bells ringing for longer than usual today, tomorrow, and Friday. That's because churches around Colorado are honoring Black lives through their towers this week. Today marks the fifth anniversary of the Mother Emanuel Church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, where a white supremacist killed nine Black worshipers. Starting at noon, churches will ring their bells for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the amount of time that a Minneapolis police officer kneeled on George Floyd's neck before he died. Colorado weather is sunny and hot today. This is CPR News.